My name is Santiago Franco, and I'm the project director in this village. We have seven deaf-mute families, and our group here built these homes for them because they come from shanty homes. And where they come from, their homes are don't have any... Sometimes they're leaking, sometimes they just use old metal sheets which they find, scrap metal sheets, that's what they use for their roofs. So we decided to group ourselves in another group which is called Welcome Home, and they handle the deaf mute families here in Negros. So our group, Couples for Christ and Welcome Home, joined together to give them homes and to give them education. Right on the other side, we have the school there.
Why does the Welcome Home village need the lights?
Well, the families here, they can't afford the cost of electricity. We always have to come out sometimes every month to bail them out. And not all the time people are happy to shell out money for the people here. So when my daughter heard that we were having problem with the...
And this is Ditas.
Ditas, yeah. This is Ditas, daughter. My daughter. With paying the electricity for the beneficiaries here, she's on the website. So that is how she got hold of Roger. She was trying to surprise me and my wife. Of course, later on she told me that you guys were coming. She wanted to surprise me for my 50th wedding anniversary. But I think Roger told her he couldn't wait that long. So that's what I think Roger decided to come earlier.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a bit more about the needs of the people here?
Well, as you can see, we found out the hard way. We're trying to teach these people a livelihood. We gave them... 20 pigs to take care of, and we had to bail them out because they didn't even have enough scraps to feed the pigs. And then we also introduced chickens, but it's the same thing happened. So we tried to teach them gardening. Our problem here is it's so low that during high tide the seawater fills this up, and whatever we plant is destroyed by the floods or the high tide. So we decided to raise the level. We introduced earthworms so that the castings, we would mix it with soil and we would put them on plastic containers. And this worked for a while. But when the high tide and the rain meet, we get flooded just the same and it destroyed. So we have to start all over again.
How important are the lights going to be to the education?
Well, it's very important because our system here is most of the teachers here, since they are not paid well, they are underpaid, although we try to give them a living wage. But still, they try to overload the children with homework and they have to study at night. And if they study at night, they have to use the power from the electric plant. And this is too costly for them. They can't afford, and that's what's happening.
It also doesn't seem to be very reliable power either.
Yes, as you experienced the other day, there was a long brownout. And most of the time, there are brownouts here. So the school, maybe we can have a schedule that they can have some night teachings, because we have two teachers who live in this village, and that will be a great help for the teachers and for all the students here, especially the ones from the nearby community.
And I hear that you also improved the security of the area.
Yes, lately we had to raise the walls because we have been victims of burglaries here. A lot of even our refrigerator here, which we had, was stolen. And even the electric fan in the schoolhouse, they also stole it. So we had to secure first the schoolhouse with iron grills, and then we had to raise the wall so that the burglars wouldn't be able to come in. And we had to employ somebody who could hear. because the beneficiaries here are all deaf mute. So we had to employ somebody who could hear, and he's a handyman. He's the one helping us put up all these things here.
What are the success stories that you've got from the people living here? Where do they go on to afterwards?
Most of the husbands, what we give them employment. And once they change and we can see that they can fend on themselves with what they're earning, then they move out and then we look for other beneficiaries to take over. So we can help more people that way.
So the people that you've managed to get to look after us, who've been hosting us,
yes,
where do they fit into the whole picture? Because the welcome that they've given us has been absolutely
super. Oh, well, this group is Coppers for Christ, and we've been doing this for the past 5 years. Our vision is to build 700,000 homes for all the homeless people here in the Philippines in 7,000 communities in 7 years. And we have already built something like 270,000 homes, but we're still running short. We have many people from other countries who are helping us. We have big companies like Shell, Globe, and Smart, and McDonald's who are helping us build these homes for the homeless.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Maybe if we could get help from people. Last year we had a problem because the deep well, the artesian well we had here, got contaminated with seawater. So we were frantic because we couldn't water the vegetables that we were growing. But the good mayor of this town gave us one for free. I don't know how long it's going to last because, you know, the casing, the metal casings get rusted after a while. So we hope that this time it will last quite some time. And, of course, the flooding, if we could raise the level of the ground, which is going to be costly. And we're trying to convince the neighboring landowners here if they could donate their land for all the shanty homes here in along the sea, so that we could give them. We are willing to build the homes for them, and building the homes for them is not a problem. We get so many people who want to help. The problem is the land where we'll build the homes. And I also would like to thank all of you, especially the Lights for Learning, who came here and a big help. And we are so happy about what you're doing for all of us. And we are so grateful to all of you. That's why what you're giving us is much, much, much more than what we could offer back in return. So this hospitality comes from our hearts.
Well, that's very kind. I'm sure that the people who've donated to make this project happen.
I don't know them. I'm very grateful for all of them. To all of them, I mean.
Santiago Franco, thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.